We'll begin our evening service of worship, and I need to mention a couple of things that I neglected this morning. First, reminding you too that there are some new magazines available there, if you don't have them already. There is one copy of what we've called Informing You. There's one. It's gone, it's been taken up, that's fine. But do, if you did pick one up down the side there, is a bit of a plan for what we hope to do getting together next week. A few things that need to be done, but also just an opportunity to enjoy fellowship together. The other thing that I really especially needed to mention and forgot was the house party bookings. And for us to get the whole thing together at this end to make it easier for bookings to pass bookings on, we really need them finalized by next Sunday. So anyone who is interested to go, please try and see to that. And then I'll just pass it on to me. That was one thing that was perhaps a little bit obscure. It was to send things to the manse. That's really to our maps, and then I'll pass things on to the person responsible at the other end. And then to remind you too that we are going to a new venue for Bible study on Friday this week. That's the Fenroyans place. And you can either speak to them on there's a phone number included, or I can try and help you myself to get there, since we haven't been there before. So I think these are the main extra things, and we continue now in praise of God in our times of worship today. In Psalm 85 on page 113, Psalm 85, and we shall sing from verse 8 to the end of the psalm. Psalm 85 at verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord says. To his saints he offers peace, but his people must not wander and return to foolishness. Surely for all those who fear him, his salvation is at hand, so that once again his glory may be seen within our land. And so on through to the end of the psalm. And let us stand to sing, and remaining standing for prayer afterwards.
Please stand well.
I will hear what God the Lord sends to his saints. He offers peace, but his people must not wander and return to foolishness. Surely for all those who hear him, his salvation is at hand. So that once again his glory
what is the Lord will hear?
O Lord, O Righteous One, it is good that we have this call to mind, that we deal with a God who is all righteous, who is all holy, that it is only truth and justice and peace that become you. And so, Lord, as you speak to us of these things, that we, with your people of all ages, would remember and endeavor to practice righteousness ourselves according to your grace, that it is only fitting that we should not wander and return to foolishness. Indeed, Lord, you have granted such great blessing and abundance that this is unnecessary, that we have all that is needed to enable us to walk faithful, to lay hold of all your salvation and these great virtues of love and truth, righteousness and peace, in order to bring honor to you as the one who is worthy of all honor and praise. And Lord, we are conscious that there are so many things that we deal with each day, some by choice, some out of necessity, it seems, which place such pressure upon our walk and our faithfulness. So we give thanks that you set such a day as this, that not only might we find some time to rest in the body, we would also re-equip ourselves, that we would come together to drink at the fountain of life. May your word be such to us as we're gathered today, this morning, and also this evening. But also that we find life and enjoyment in your service, that it will be truly a time of worship, that we will lift up your name consciously in our own minds, which is not a thing that is according to nature as handed from our first father, Adam. We ask therefore for your enabling for this too, that we would be diligent in lifting up your name and setting ourselves humbly before you, and in particular bowing under the direction of your word. Now, Lord, would you watch over us as we are gathered? Watch over those who are much on our minds and our hearts, perhaps from other events of the day, those who are not able to join with us. We plead your mercy and grace upon them also, and that where they are, they would be very mindful of you, to the praise of your name. Accept and lead us, then, we pray, in all that we do this evening, and indeed for the remainder of the day. For your own glorious sake we pray, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Of God's Word this evening as we read together in the book of Exodus in chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. Chapter 32, reading the whole chapter. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hands, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go, get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" And the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation." Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, "Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians speak and say, 'He brought them out to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self and said to them, 'I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other they were written. Now the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear." So it was, as soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. Then he took the calf which they had made, burned it in the fire, and ground it to powder. And he scattered it on the water and made the children of Israel drink it. And Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you should have brought so great a sin upon them?" So Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people, that they are set on evil. For they said to me, 'Make us gods that shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And I said to them, "Whoever has any gold, let them break it off." So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out. Now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them, to their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. And he said to them, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let every man put his sword on his side and go in and out from the entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." So the sons of Levi did, according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day.